USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another major company says they paid millions of dollars in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but one he ultimately made to prevent any potential risk to their customers. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report shows that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be installed. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo in front of the church. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Health officials are worried that the spread of the Delta variant could slow the recovery from the COVID pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This fall's matchup for the governor's mansion in Virginia is now set. Lance Pry reports.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the White House called off negotiations led by West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito on an infrastructure spending bill. The White House saying the president will begin engaging with a bipartisan group of senators in hopes of coming to a deal. Senator Capito says she believes the president really does want a bipartisan package, but tells Fox News that after being presented with several tax hikes, she knew negotiations with the White House had run their course.
I think the president in his heart wants a bipartisan effort here on infrastructure, and we do too. I do too. Many of us do. The country does. But I think in the end they decided that the pay fors that they brought to me the final time were of many taxes. We had told them before we could do this without raising taxes, and we gave them great opportunity to look at our pay fors and how we would pay for this. And I think when they brought the tax hikes before me the last time and when I was in the Oval Office, I knew that they weren't really serious at that point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.